What is going on here?
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're fun, you're fun. Yeah.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I don't know what's going on here.
Hey, will you let me know if it goes in your gear? You just want to do that.
Sam said we're on. So hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of Inside the Industry. Woo! Yes. Hi, I'm James Bartolet. Christy Canyon is here with me. And our special guest in the house is the lovely adult film star and music star, the lovely Sabina Roos.
And I'm not sure which way that even goes. She might be more the music than porn star.
Yeah, okay.
Because you started off with music.
Yeah.
And then, and I didn't ask you, but we were wolfing down our delicious sushi.
That's right.
James brought his kids. We're all like his little kids. Whoopsie daisy, it just went out.
Okay.
Can you still hear us?
I don't know.
It's coming back home again. We're on the radio, darling.
Okay, we're still on the radio. I'm
Jesus
so busy
watching. Your breasts look so big tonight,
what,
Christy.
I don't know what it is. I think it's the
Her
shirt.
Her boobs are bigger than your head, Sabina.
Oh, yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Are they real? Real or fake?
Yeah.
Real, right?
Real.
You
expensive.
Can tell, yeah,
no,
with the way they do.
Yeah.
I like my
Yours are real.
Yeah.
They're totally real.
Right.
How do you do that again?
You can only see her. Yeah. We'll have her redo it. Okay, so you're brand new in the business.
Yeah.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God, you guys are going to become horrible. I thought she was about 18 or 19. Okay, so okay, lesbian porn only. Have you taken the dick on camera yet?
No.
So you're just taking your sweet fucking pussy time.
I don't think she's going to do this.
I don't think I'm
going
to do it on camera, for sure. I feel like...
On camera?
Well, I mean, I did lose my virginity, and that was last year, but...
Last year?
Feel like, yeah. It was. I mean, I didn't want Corona dick.
But Corona was last year.
Yeah, so I got it before then. So I'd be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to get a clean one before every guy has Corona.
So you got started in the business. You did girl only for the first 3 years. In your personal life, you got the dick finally. Then you went back to girl only.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think for a minute that I don't even want a dick? Like, I'm so into pussy, I don't even want any cock.
Oh my god, yeah. It's 78. I'm glad that I love everything that I do. I do so
much
women entirely.
Okay, and then when you were on a porn set, even though it was girl only, were you ever on a set where guys were on it too? Like, you were touching the dick, but there the dick was. It was there.
No.
So you were never even on a set that had dick on it?
Nope. Never.
Did you not like the dick?
No, it scares me. It really does. Sometimes it's freaky.
No, you are very sensitive. There is a solo video, and she had this little, like, hors d'oeuvre pickle, little dildo she was riding, and she was like, oh, it's hurting me. So,
now, in your personal life, you have the dick. I'm fascinated. I think it's a rare day, and I think James will back me up on this. By the way, our number is 323-203-0815.
Boy, she's going to remember
0815. 323-203-0815. You can call us here. So, in your personal life, you got the dick. Did you have any other? Did you stick with just, it was good, but.
The same dick the whole time.
And, what I was going to say, before I throw out the number, James will back me up on this.
We're having sushi tonight.
Yes, we are. It's rare, correct me if I'm wrong, James, for a girl to, a virgin to get in the business.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was camming first, so I was so hard. So they were like, if you use 30% then you can work as a cam girl. And I was doing solo stuff or just girl stuff at the time. And then like that's when Playboy hit me up and they were like, they saw me camming and they were like, oh, like, do you want to do Playboy? And in the same month I got cover of Taboo, I got a bunch of magazines and everything. And then because of that, it really pushed me really into being open to the like industry. Because I had to meet all these directors and I just kept to my own boundaries though. So I was like, yeah, I want to be a part of this and help me move out here, which is great. But
how amazing. So you went and like we kind of talked during our sushi, but I didn't want to find out too much because you're fascinating. You're like one in a million in this crazy business. You went from being homeless to Playboy.
Yeah.
Like how fucking cool is that?
And thank you, Holly Randall. I love you.
Oh my God, Holly Randall is amazing. Yeah. I used to shoot long before you were fucking born with her mom, Zeus Randall.
Oh my gosh, you were so beautiful. Shut it out. How was that?
She was one of my two favorite photographers. She was like my favorite, but then I also did Penthouse. And I love Stephen Hicks who shot that. Mm-hmm. But she just has that sexual energy and made you feel special and made you feel, you know, like beautiful. Like you felt like you were on the set of like Vogue or Glamour or something like that.
But they are that big though.
They really are. Because then you go to some shoots and go, like, spread your fucking pussy lips open. And you're like, okay. But you didn't feel as glamorous when they're like, now stick a finger in your twat, Christy. Like,
oh, they said that word. It's so crazy.
They weren't like mean. They were just, okay, very.
That's how you talk.
Yeah. Very bare bones. This is what we want. Spread your fucking pussy lips. Whereas Zeus Randall, Holly's mom would be like, darling. Because she has an English accent.
Yeah.
Spread that beautiful, gorgeous vagina of your, you know, like, just I love that.
Her.
And Holly is just a chip off Herschel. Like, she's just amazing. She really is.
I love Holly. You know, but she played with her as well. And then she was a pussy cow. So I just worked with her a lot. And, then
and she shot for Penthouse as well.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. That is unbelievable. So you started at the top.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's kind of like where I feel like really weird about it because I was going through a stage where I like wasn't eating organically. I was living at Walmart, so it wasn't like I got the best shampoo or conditioner. And I got all these magazines and all sort of stuff. And like obviously my body wasn't in shape because I had like good nutrition and doing yoga and working out.
You look fantastic.
I like thank you, but like now I'm just looking back at all my magazines. And I'm like, oh my God, like I grew up a lot, but like I'm so much prettier now.
Isn't it? And you know what? You feel better. Not only do you obviously look better, I'm sure, than living behind fucking Walmart.
Feel better.
But the inside is working. Because I mean, I've lived in shitholes in Hollywood when I was 18, but never like in your situation, that just must have like fucked with your self-esteem and you're like,
oh yeah, it was terrifying actually. I had to walk during the night, sleep during the day. And I now know the difference between like a homeless person who's on drugs and a homeless person who just like is mentally ill. And then people, and then the homeless who are just people who are backpacking and having fun and have like that hippie side to them. And luckily I was very grateful to be able to meet those like hippie fun loving couples that were super
safe.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy out there.
Yeah, it is actually. And it keeps reminding me how to be humble. It keeps reminding me where I came from because like there are times where like I'll meet people and they'll like for some reason because of how I look now, people like for instance, there's this website and there's tons of websites that are now saying that I make $1.6 million a year. And I was born in Beverly Hills. I'm sitting here like, oh my God, like
where did they get this?
I
make
$1.6 million. It's like $1.6 million.
Yeah.
Not even. That is so far-fetched. I would love, you know, like, because I'm on OnlyFans and I do Sex Panther and I'm still active. And they're like, Christy, didn't you make enough money? I'm like, what are you doing? Made in the day. Like,
it's
don't you find that we do this? I mean, at least myself and a lot of my friends from my era, we did it for the fun.
Yes,
we got a couple bucks because everyone has to pay their rent. We were doing it.
More. We got a lot more back then.
Yeah, right. I heard that.
I
asked you about cars and stuff. I was like,
where's
my car?
Yeah, those days are worn on. But We did it for the love of being rebellious. Like, it was kind of illegal when I got, in fact, it was illegal to make, you know, but there was this fun, just rebellious factor about making porn. It was so underground and kind of, and then the 90s came along and it became glamorous and we got royalties and it changed. But in the beginning, it was just fun. I learned so much about sex.
That's awesome. I really love
that. Have you learned a lot about sex since you've gotten the industry?
Oh my God, yeah.
Like what?
I learned a lot. Well, I mean, I just learned a lot about like the beauty of like being limitless.
Yeah.
And it's like the beauty of understanding yourself and the partner that you're with and being able to explore your inner like desires as well as learning others.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's really cool. It actually got me to the point now where I'm like really enjoying doing femdom because it's really getting to know a side of a person to where they're giving me their all. And I'm in control of everything
right.
that they do, and they trust it. And yeah, that's taboo, but I've gotten myself to the point where I've figured out what I like in the industry. And I feel like that dawning, because it's like therapy, kind of, you know? I'm kind of like a therapist. I'm not sitting here, you know, being too rude, unless you want me to. But I love it. I really do like it. Because like, and I am like a proper switch in a way. Like, I love being a cute little girl, because that's who I am. Like, I... You know, mommy daddy issues, what do you expect? But I also really love being in control and being a seductress and making a man completely weak for me, and they absolutely love it. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
She is like a little gem that you don't find anymore.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? You really
That's why
are.
I'm so happy we've got her back on tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Now, okay, so before you got into porn, obviously you weren't with a dick yet. Before you got into porn, again, 4 years of doing girl-on-girl work, had you ever been with a girl?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had been with, oh, my God. Like, I was one of those girls in high school where, like, if a boy was mean to, like, a girl that I would see they were dating or whatever, if, like, a boy was mean to her, like, I would just take her away and treat her like the goddess she deserved. Another thing I would do is, like, I don't know. It was just like I was such a dyke in school.
Oh my God, I can't
like,
see it.
I can't see it either.
You were with me at that time. I was the girl, and if you thought you were gay, you had to come to me.
So would you consider yourself a Barbie doll lesbian now?
Yeah, I really do. I really do. I'm like definitely a femme girl. Like I love dressing up. I love being a girl. I love makeup, but I just also love girls. And I think they're just
You do a raw girl scene. I've seen that.
Yeah, I've done lots of different girl scenes where like I finally get to like expand my horizons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not all the time do you get to just like squirt on a hot bitch, but I get to do that, you know. And
guys, we've got a caller on right
okay.
now.
We're gonna come
Hello.
Back to squirting.
Yes, we're gonna come back to squirting. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hello, it's Sweepy. I'm calling from Florida.
Hello, Sweet Pea. I'm going to take you real quick, buddy, because we've got Mark Kramer's calling in because we're doing a little tribute tonight. Also, our dear friend Robbie D, the wonderful multiple award-winning director, passed away this past weekend. So we're going to be remembering him tonight. But real quick, Sweet Pea, what do you want to say, buddy?
I just want to say I love you, Christy and Sabrina. You're both beautiful and great. Christy, I just want to know if you could have added one star to one of your memorable scenes, who would it be?
If I could add one star to one of my scenes, you know who I never got to work with, who I really missed out on because he was just beautiful inside and out?
James Bartolet.
Besides you, hold on, who was the director, the guy? He was directing John something for VCA in the 90s.
Mm.
He passed away.
John Stevens?
No.
John Bigballs?
No.
John Foreskin?
No, not John Foreskin.
John
Leslie.
John Leslie.
John
yes.
Leslie.
John Leslie was a great guy. Very nice guy.
I never got to work with him because when I got in, he was already quite out and he was a director of the UCA. And our paths just never crossed.
Did you fuck Paul Thomas?
I did in the 80s. As best as he could. And I'll leave it at that.
Oh.
Okay? I'm just going to leave it right there. He was too philosophical for me. I love him as a person, but he...
He was in Jesus Christ Superstar.
I heard that. If I had a dollar for every time I heard that about PT.
Yeah.
Anyway, but John Leslie is somebody that I would have loved to have had sex with, on camera, off camera. He was just a great guy from everything that everybody said. So I would have pulled him into a scene.
Sound good?
Great. And one thing real quick for Sabrina. I just want to say I love your pick with Adra Fox on Twitter.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. I just ate her out like yesterday.
I thought that smell was the sushi. But I'm
James, you are a trip.
Oh, my God.
We love you, Umber.
Thanks, Weepy.
Always good to
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. It's going this way. Huh. Like, okay, I'm going to even the top out. Within 5 minutes, for some reason, the right side, zoom in on those hooters. So it is moving all on its own. So I just, if I'm like constantly moving my top, sorry, Facebook, but I do have a nice, dirty black bra underneath. Now, you don't do it, guys. I love this guy. If you did a guy, which you're not going to, maybe down the road, but tailing it on Sweepy's question, you met them, I'm sure, throughout going to parties or conventions or award shows.
Oh, guy.
Yeah. If you had to choose one to fuck on film, who would you pick?
Oh, my God. Where is that coming from?
Austin Spears, because he is beautiful. He's a beautiful trans. I've actually been able to work with him, first boy girl that I've done. Austin Spears, check him out. He's amazing. I would never do anything. I don't know any guys in the industry. How about that?
You have never met any of the guys even that functions.
Or
you meet them and you just kind of like, yeah, nice to meet you, next.
I'm not trying to be rude. But I mean, who do I know? Okay, so I know guys who work with girls that I've had sex with just because they're like dating each other and
right,
and they're super sweet, don't get me wrong, but do I mean, I would never do anything with any guys other than like Austin Spears or trans people.
Trans women.
Trans
Foxy. Men. That would be a good one. Foxy.
Would they be like, is Foxy a trans man or a trans woman? I can't keep up.
Yeah.
Well, she has a penis and big tits and big ass.
And she is all woman.
So it's woman.
Yeah. Trans woman. Okay.
And then, yeah, so I would be with a trans man.
Oh, but like Buck Angel.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Explain what that is.
Buck Angel is a force to be reckoned with in our business, in the community of trans. A guy looked fully male. I mean,
yeah.
And yet, he showed me his vagina.
Yes.
Like, fucking like, he looked like a construction worker.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think that my preference is more, like, I have a general preference. I don't know, I don't have, like, a gender preference.
Right.
I have a genital preference, if that makes sense.
Genital preference?
Yeah.
What is your genital preference?
Consider yourself a lamp, and if you have a vagina.
What was that again? If your penis is the size of a lamp?
No. Yeah.
But she does great JOI and solo stuff. Sabina is really good at that.
I will definitely look. My ultimate thing is maybe if I can make it as close as possible to make it to where you guys can see it, like, looks real and it feels real, and that's beautiful. But for my own preference, I would prefer just getting like a really realistic, like, dildo and just kind of like fucking that and like making it more personal to you guys than about
what about
guys.
Glass dildos? Avery.
Oh, you have those two glass dildos over there, buddy.
Yeah.
What a
glass dildo.
Remember I told you about this.
Avery, I like glass dildos.
Thank you, buddy.
Is that a hard thing to put in my mouth?
All right. So these are from our good friends over at Simply Blown. Go to simplyblown.com, put in the promo code INSIGHT, get 25% off.
Nice.
But you said you like these glass dildos.
I love glass dildos.
Who doesn't?
Because they're
so much cleaner, and they just look beautiful, so I can use them. Like, I can put them all over my house, and no one will really know what they're dildos or if they're just, like, art.
And when it's ones like this with the ridges, it feels... It feels so amazing when each little ridge goes up inside your pussy. I love these. Or if you just take this and rub it against your clit. Like, I love these. And
that one's more for the anal, right? Like, that one's just straight. Like, that one's stuck in my ass.
And you know what else I love about these? They have no scent. Sometimes if you ever use a sex toy, they're like, ooh, a little plasticky smelling. Do I really want that in my pussy?
No, especially because I also get a cell phone and plastic purse. Like, it can also, like, cause, like, more bacterial if it cuts. So, like, I don't know. It's, like, I can see it being way more cleanly this way.
This or the medical-grade steel ones.
Medical-grade steel?
You know who used to make them? And, I mean, it's been in Playboy Radio. I don't even know if they're still around. It was called N-Joy. Like, N.
Yes.
Dodge Joy.
They made... Wow.
They made those, and they were amazing, and they weren't cheap, but they were worth it. Because when it comes to our pussies, god damn it, we're worth it.
Oh my god, yeah, pussy like takes life and stuff, right?
There you go. Only in my kitchen does this happen. All right, once again, folks, you are listening to and watching Inside the Industry with James Bartley and Chrissy Cannon, brought to you every week by HotMovies.com. Go to HotMovies.com, put in a promo code INSIDE. Simple to remember because you're watching and listening to Inside the Industry. You'll get 20 free minutes at HotMovies.com. Also brought to you by our good friends at Paradise Condoms and Crown Condoms. We've got a contest later on in the show, so you can get a wonderful prize package with condoms and lube and all kinds of great stuff. Okay. Also, our friends at Centerfold Features, Deja Vu, Showgirls and Little Darlings. We have the Gentleman's Club listing coming up soon, and that includes our good friend September Rain, who's dancing this weekend, and she's in a brand new documentary about the dancers, okay, about the strippers.
Features or house girls?
Features and house girls.
Wow.
Yes.
Where can we see that?
That's on TV. I'm going to tell you. It's in the news here. Also brought to you by Simply Blown Glassware, AVN Stars, and Adam and Eve. And last but not least, our great friends at themall.sexy. Have you checked out this site yet? Themall.sexy. Simple to remember. Everything under the sun is right there for you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You know what they say? The mall has it all. Go and check them out at themall.sexy. All right.
I love you so much.
What?
I could see you.
We got a caller now. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Mark Kramer?
Yes, it is. How are you, sir?
Good. Mark Kramer is on for us, folks.
Mark Kramer.
An icon in the adult film industry. And it's kind of bittersweet that we've got Mark on tonight because we're remembering our dear friend Robbie D, the award-winning director and producer and writer. The man did it all, started out at Vivid, then went on to Digital Playground. And Mark, you knew him very well, didn't you?
Of course I did. I worked with him for 10 years at Digital Playground before they were sold. I think Manwin or Mind Geek, whatever the company's called now.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Vivid. I know the owner of Vivid called me. He's like, oh my God, Christy, is it true? Did he really? I guess they had a great working relationship till he got scooped up by Digital Playground. But Steve at Vivid loved Robbie D. He was very sad to hear the news.
Yes, well, Robbie started at Vivid, of course, and then went from there to Digital Playground. And when he went to Digital Playground, he was he was the only director at Digital Playground once he came in. So that's kind of rare because these days, and even back then, most companies had more than one director. We had at least five contract girls. Back then, Riley Steele, Caden Cross, Jesse Jane, you know, to name a few of the girls. And Robbie basically wrote every script besides Pirates 1 and 2, which the owner directed of the company. And he wrote every script. He directed every feature because we had to shoot a feature once a week for each girl. And he did the Gonzos, of course, but every script was written by him at Digital Playground, and he was their only director. And, you know, he shot camera and directed every one of them. And I was with him every day for 10 years, working side by side with him. And he was a great guy, you know, just very much knew what he was doing. He went to film school at UCLA. And he was a really great director and a very good friend. So
I directed me in a movie called Pride State. Yeah.
What did that?
Professional Playground. But we talked about those days at UCLA Film School because I was over there as well. And the man was so intelligent and knew so much about filmmaking. And that's one thing that I was impressed when I came into the adult industry, that there were directors like this,
yes,
that really did their homework. It wasn't some guy in a motel room with a lampshade taken off, you know, filming on a little camera.
And no film.
Yeah, and no film. Exactly.
Mark, I mean,
No. He wrote. He was unbelievable. He went to UCLA, and then he used to go to seminars all the time to stay up, you know, current with what was going on and continue his learning. But basically, I just wanted to let you know we're going to have a memorial for him. And that date is going to be December 5th. We have to schedule it on that date. I know there'll be people at Exotica that can't make it, but we have to do it on that date because of all the people that are coming in from out of town. That used to work with us, and it's a Sunday, and that way people that, you know, are directing and working in our industry can set that day up to come out and pay tribute to him.
Mark, phone with us right now. Mark, if there's some, and I know there's a lot of people in the industry, the veterans that listen and watch this show, if they would like to attend this memorial service for Robbie D., here in Southern California, how do they get more information from you on that, sir?
Well, if they don't have my contact, they can email me, which my email is Island, ISLAND, M as in Mary, K as in Kangaroo, at AOL.com. So that's IslandMK at AOL.com. And okay, anyone that contacts me, I'll be glad to get them the information because I think it's important that we have a memorial for him. He's a legend of this industry. He was very private. Most people didn't know, you know, he didn't go out to the parties, you know, he was a homebody and he was a very private man. So, you know, it's something that should be done and will be done to celebrate his life and the legacy that he left behind him.
Mark, this is Christy Canyon. I've got a quick question for you, if you have a couple minutes.
Yes, hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. I was with Vivid when it was more like PT directing, and then Brad Armstrong came on, Ralph Parfait. So I never got to work with Robbie D. When you were talking about like Digital Playground and the contract stars and there was actual scripts and this and that. When did you, Mark, notice the shift in our beautiful business where a lot of that kind of went out the window? You know, it wasn't these UCLA film directors. It wasn't contract girls anymore. It wasn't great 20, 30-page scripts. What year did you, Mark, because you seem to know so much, you've been around, you're very knowledgeable, when did you see that shift in our business? How many years ago?
I would say, you know, well, you got to remember back then, Christy, you know, the internet, you know, really wasn't up and running when we were doing everything. It was just getting started back then. So there weren't all these companies that are websites. It was only the main companies back then, as you know. So I think kind of, you know, maybe I would say, 7-10 years ago, things kind of changed, you know, especially with like so many websites that shoot, you know, talent and are out there now. It was a different world then, because there really wasn't any of those companies. There was just the main companies and the directors back then, like Red Ezra and Nick and, you know, Nick Orleans and
Andrews.
And people that, you know, were real dedicated and, you know, really put the time in and had the knowledge and really tried to make something. These days, they don't do features like we used to do them, of course. I'm not saying the stuff that comes out is not on that level. It's good material and everything, but it's a changed world completely. It's not run like it was back then. I used to work for Vivid, of course, back in the day when Robbie was there. And then I went over to digital after he went and left and joined him. But I just think that it's completely changed, in the last 7 to 10 years greatly. It's not, I think of we've just changed the model of what they do. Because there's so many websites, you know, out there that have content. And now, you know, these days, they release, even the big companies release a movie, but they'll release scene by scene on their website.
Right.
That's something that we never did in the past. You know that. We just had the movie, and when it came out, it came out.
And then 6 months later, they'd start a compilation with all the scenes, you know, like Deep in the Canyon, or, you know, then they do the compilations. But you're right. It was just such a different era. It really, really was.
Mm-hmm.
But where was Robbie D working before his death? Was he still in the business? I don't even know.
Yes, Robbie, I believe, was still shooting for Mile High. And, I'm not sure. I think he worked for another company or two, but you know, I hadn't worked with him. I worked with him a few years ago on a couple projects for him. But after Digital was sold, and basically I moved on to working for other companies, and he was shooting for other people after that happened. But, he didn't want to really... I don't think he was into the after things changed and, you know, what we used to do became a different model. It didn't like, you know, he wasn't into just shooting, you know, a sex scene. You know, he did all the Gonzo's, Jack's Playground, this and that back then. But his forte and what he loved was doing the features that we used to do. And he, like I said, he used to write. He wrote every script that we did for Digital besides the two big pirate movies. So you're talking over, I would imagine we probably did at least 150, 200 movies easily for Digital Playground.
Wow.
You know, so I think it's just a different era now. I think things have changed. You know, a lot of the players are gone. There's new directors that are really good. Have good visions and do a good job at their craft. But back then, there was only X amount of directors, and they were more, they were more attuned to what was needed and had more, I don't know how to explain it, but, they just seemed to be more dedicated, not more dedicated, but they just did things differently back then. You know what I'm talking about.
I feel
it's not like it is now.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, that was his forte. And he gave a lot of people opportunities. He made a lot of people that have names now that, you know, we were shooting back in the day. He started them out. You know, he gave them an opportunity. He brought people in and made them their names, basically. You know, based on what we did, because all the movies he did sold very well. You know what I mean? He made Digital Playground, basically.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I will see you on the 5th of December.
Yes, the 5th of December, we're going to have the memorial. I will get the information out to everyone. But like I said, you guys have my email. I gave it to you. Anyone that wants to contact me, that wants to come out, we've got most of our old crew, people flying in from other states. The owners of Houston Digital are putting this together with me because we feel that, you know, we need, you know, that he needs to have this. This has to be done for someone like him. And he was my friend. So,
thank you so much for that information.
Yeah. Mark, we got to let you go, but thank you so much, buddy, for calling in tonight. We really appreciate it.
Of course. And is there any information you need? Like I said, they can email me, but I'll definitely keep you posted of what's going on with this. Okay.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Everybody, that's Kramer.
Nice to talk to you again, Christy.
Okay. Thank you, buddy. Good night.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Oh.
They still do that in today's porn. Oh, yeah.
There's companies like Browsers, Bang Brothers, they'll do that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I always got offered if I did one girl, so.
Right.
It was just on the lines of just, briefly though, I reached out to Bree Mills and I was like, hey, you know, I would love to like work with you. She said, do you do one girl? No. And then I, you know, after a few years go by, I did an interview, I did a podcast with Holly Randall. And we got deep into talking about like taking care of yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And Brie Mills reached out to me. She was like, you know, I really love learning more about you.
Interesting.
And she was like, you know, I would probably be able to get you in for a girl. And I just thought like, wow, like my personality did it. Like I just thought that was all
energy. That's true.
The energy. Yeah. I can see that. She was
talking about and like, you know, some advice that I would give to some people on how to work with fans, things like that. So it was pretty cool, like that she reached out and was like, hey, just want to let you know, like I really admired what you said.
Yeah.
You know, I really like what you said, and I actually do see you like working with me in the future.
Very nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, besides being a very beautiful, sexy, talented performer, she's also an incredible singer and writer, and she's got a brand new song out called On My Way. I listened to this. She sent it to me this afternoon, all afternoon, and I was driving around. I was listening to this over and over again. It is so great. You're going to dig it. On My Way. This is On My Way from Sabina Rouge.
Prosperity on my mind.
candy.
You can
pretty much
any music, but I know what you mean. It's got that extra fuckable.
I'll come dressed up like James Cagney and the Everybody. Oh, my Yankee Doodle Dandy, take my cock in your puss.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did that. He get kicked off Facebook, though.
Okay.
Wrangled in.
Okay, so Sabina Rouge, one more time, tell everybody where they can find this music and get it tonight.
Okay, so it's free to stream on all platforms. Just write in Sabina Rouge, S-A-B-I-N-A instead of R in there. And you guys will be able to find all of my new music, and it's called On My Way, that one. And I just came out with a brand new one called Tell Me Why, and that one's really sexy, like, definitely.
I love this. I'm going to play this some more on the show if you're cool with that. Okay. We're going to play this one because it's really super great. And the holidays are coming up. What a great gift to buy the gift of music.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know?
By the holiday season, I should have my
Your hole?
She has a hole.
She has a hole. Yes, she has two holes. She's got three holes. Okay, very good.
Good for you.
All right, let's go to a commercial break right now. Our wonderful sponsors who keep us on the air all the time. Let's go to a commercial break, and we're going to be back with a lot more right after this.
Okay, hi, I'm Kenzie Reeves, and I'd like to tell you about one of the most stunning glass toys I've ever seen. Simply Blown. These glass sex toys are made by Simply Blown and are hand-blown one by one using the highest quality glass that exists on the market. And the best part is, they are made right here in Los Angeles. You can immediately tell when you see one that there's no comparison to other glass products you see on the market for $20. These pieces by Simply Blown are absolutely beautiful art pieces that come in colors like aqua, ruby, emerald, and amethyst, which is my favorite. They are not only beautiful, and the glass is just purely sensual, and they happen to be one of the most healthy, hygienic pieces you can put in your body. So have a look for yourself at simplyblown.com and use the promo code Kenzie Reeves for a great discount. Remember that site and visit them today, simplyblown.com.
HotMovies.com is happy to announce their newest addition to the Hot Movies Network, Hot Movies Select Unlimited.
Hot Movies Select Unlimited gives you unlimited access to more than 30,000 movies from the always expanding HotMovies.com library.
The movies are from many popular studios, and you can watch as many movies as you want for one incredibly low price. That's $24.95. That's right, $24.95.
Customers who sign up get unlimited access to more than 30,000 movies from the HotMovies.com library, with many of these from some of the most popular studios in adult entertainment.
Whatever your favorite niche is, HotMovies.com has it all right there on their site.
You can watch as much as you want, all for one low price of $24.95. Wow, that's a really great deal.
So what are you waiting for? Sign up today. Go to HotMovies.com. That's HotMovies.com.
Hi, this is Kenzie Reeves, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
This is your favorite honey dip girl, Misty Stone, telling you about the newest update at The Mall Got Sexy. Channels, channels, channels. Do you want to watch the most amazing adult content? Well, then go to themall.sexy, click enter, then click the huge. Some say it's just large, but I'm pretty sure it's a huge button, and select your favorite channel. You can choose which episodes you want to watch from such award-winning series like Adult Time, Pure Taboo, and of course, Wicked Pictures. All of this and a lot more only at themall.sexy. Check out channels at themall.sexy today, Ray.
Hi, this is Empress Snow, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Deja Vu and the Hustler Clubs are home to the very best in live adult entertainment across the United States. And with nearly 200 locations worldwide, you're sure to find a club near you. Featuring the best and newest adult stars nearly every week, as well as thousands of sexy and exotic showgirls nightly. Deja Vu and the Hustler Clubs are the world's premier brands in live adult entertainment. Come check out our clubs and get your discount pass now by going to DejaVu.com. That's DejaVu.com. Deja Vu, thousands of beautiful girls, three ugly ones, and lots of...
Hi, this is Honey Hayes, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Hey guys, face it. Looking for the best condom that not only feels good and fits good, well, that could be a process. Well, look no further. Have we got the condoms for you? Paradise Condoms. Paradise Condoms have two sizes, the Classic Fit and the Slim Fit. The Classic Fit is for generously sized men and is liberally lubricated for extra comfort. The Slim Fit is for a slightly tighter diameter and fits for a tighter, non-slip fit and feel. And again, these condoms are well lubricated. Available in bowls of 40 count, so you can stock up your nightstand or, as you need it, tuck away in your pocket or, ladies, to put in your purse. And remember, Paradise Condoms are America's number one source of condoms and personal lubricant for over four decades. Paradise Condoms are available now on Amazon. Get yours today and wrap that rascal.
Well, hello, hello, baby. This is your lovely Misty Stone, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
AVN.com is your number one site to go for all of the exciting and updated news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news stories. AVN.com has a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery, special events, industry performer profiles, and don't forget to check out AVN Stars. AVN Stars is the best new social media portal where fans can get the latest clips, pictures, news, and much more from their favorite adult film stars and webcam stars every day. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN.com really does have it all. The 2021 AVN Awards and AVN Expo can be back for more. So what are you waiting for? Visit the site today at AVN.com.
Hi, this is Foxy, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, FREE76, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus
free shipping.
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code FREE76. Again, that's FREE76, because without it, no free stuff. That's FREE76 at adamandeve.com.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Chi, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartholomew.
James, okay, I'll wait. James, I love you. Cooks first, girls, every week.
Yeah.
1 week that we were in the studio, we brought in the most delicious barbecue I've ever had in my life.
Yes.
God damn it.
Oh, by the way, we're back now, so we get this. No, go ahead. You can feed him. You can feed him. He's feeding the studio audience right now.
Open up. And for those feeders, I did this just for you.
the
feet guys.
For my toes.
Okay.
Toe guys.
Yes. Now, if you're new to the industry, new to the show, would you say there are guys out there whose fetish is all about feet? They love feet. Oh, God, are you kidding? There's 17 guys that just ejaculate. Would you just say that?
I like dirty souls. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of guys who like them dirty, or they like it after a giant workout. Like, some guys just love the sweaty feet. I mean, look at my feet. They're gorgeous. Like,
they're so cute.
Oh,
they're really cute.
And they look great on a pair of balls, too. I'm sorry. The funny thing is, I actually think it's a really great thing. You are like on the left side. You're like on one side of the other. I don't really know much about it. It's very, very, you know, to some people comment. And then I'm like that other side of the industry that's like femdom-y and like
lesbian-y. Which I did. But when I was in the 90s doing porn, femdom wasn't even around.
It's our time, guys.
You know, once the internet kicked in and kicked open all these fetish stores, like we've said before on your show, that's when femdom and so many other kinks and fetishes and different things became really popular.
That's true.
I love my femdom community.
Like I was telling a few weeks ago, I didn't even know what a J-O-I was until like 5 years ago. Yeah. And somebody on Sex Panther's like, give me a J-O-I, and I'm like, yes.
Oh, you know, and I was pronounced Doy when I first started. I was like, I'm gonna do a Doy.
I have no idea, and I fucking got through it, and I'm like, it's fun to master stuff. There's always something new to learn.
That's how right. I do it when, yeah. Like, I love doing cum denial, which I think is still for some girls.
Cum denial?
Yeah, like where I mean, like this one scene, you guys don't like it, but it was where at first. And we were gonna
come denial.
Yeah, like I took a view in, which is on POV, and I'm like, look, we're gonna hook up, and it's like, oh, you want me to tell you how to jerk off?
Right.
And then at first I'm like, oh my god, now I'm bored. Actually, I don't even want you to jerk off anymore. I don't even want you to come anymore. Because now I'm bored.
Blue
if I can come, you can't come, you know.
Now what's something
and guys best? Are paying money for this.
Yes,
the best guys. The most amazing guys, the ones who will deserve my attention.
That is so cool. What is something on film that you haven't done yet that you're looking forward to doing?
Pegging a guy.
Good. Run away, James. Run away.
I Yeah, I guess that's mostly it. Or I just want to, like, have a guy who's strapped down and I'm just, like, fucking his face up with my feet.
So that real kind of S&M stuff.
Yeah, like put his dick in a cage and then try to, like, tease him so it hurts when he gets hard.
Look at the guy I'm noticing.
Wow.
And they love it, though. Like, there have been times where, like, I've done, like, not scenes, but, like, videos custom for my people who... Like, let's say they want me to tell them when to breathe, like breathing ones where they pretend like I'm sitting on their face. And I actually had to learn, like, okay, well, how long can a person really hold their breath? And, like, it got to the point where I had to learn, like, I had to become kind of like a sub in order to be able to understand what a sub could handle. So it's not like I was just like, oh, I hate men. Whoops. It was more like, oh my God, like this person actually wants to be suffocated. Okay, well then let's both hold our breaths together.
Right.
Because I'm your master and you can trust me kind of thing.
Okay, now.
But there has to be safe words still on that.
100%. And that's all the ones
for tap-outs. Now, even though you won't do guys, and then who knows, maybe in a year you will, maybe you never will, maybe in 5 years, but for now you aren't. And I love it that you know your limits, because that's so important in the sex work, to know what you're comfortable with and where you draw your personal lines. Because once you go over your personal lines without wanting to, but they're offering you a little bit more, this or that, that's when girls get fucked up in the head.
That's
right. And they're like, fuck, I didn't really want to take those three dicks up my ass. You know, that kind of thing. But being that you won't do that, would you do something like a face-sitting video? So yes, it's a guy, but his dick is nowhere fucking near you. You lower your ass onto his face to suffocate him.
I would suffocate him if I had panties on. Like, if it was a suffocation and it was, like, definitely a dom, if it was all strapped on and stuff, I would do that definitely. If it had anything, like, I would want to make sure that his dick was in a cage and I was, but sadly, I just, my butt, like, I don't really have that big of a butt, so with this, I'm see them, like, my eyes go up. So it's like, I could try to sell my makeup, but they would walk in the room with me. But I mean, like, a lot of times.
God, I'm loving this show. I'm loving it.
Have you?
I'm loving it.
Have you had a girl suffocate you with her ass?
On camera?
Totally. Yes, I could, and I have.
On camera, yeah. On camera and off camera, yeah. Yeah.
My life is so guy, and I'll spit in his face if he asks me to. That's the closest way to do.
Nice.
And then back up. Ugh. I'm having like my dildo, and of course, like, okay, so I'm not even like one of those like just dressed in all black kind of ones. Like, you see how like girly I am? Like, I'm a brat kind of dumb. So, like, I'm the kind of dumb where like I laugh and I'm like, oh my god, are you serious? Like, I can pay for my own iPhone, but you're gonna do it for me. And, like,
just because,
like, a super brat, like, you know, right. I feel like personally, I'm very humble and I don't really speak to people like that. It is one of those things where it's like I broke very early, so now I get to be a brat.
Right.
And it's kind of like one of those things.
She looks like a Bratz doll, doesn't she?
Totally. But I love that.
A Bratz doll that came to life.
You're unique. Like, how many girls in our business have your look?
Thank you. Oh, my God. I actually did like a thing where I was actually on a mainstream movie, and it was for Warner Brothers, and it's coming out soon, but I was hanging out with, like, the main stars of the movie, and they were all doing a game where they were trying to figure out who each other looked like, who were movie stars, and I was like, well, what about me? And now we're like, we don't really know. And so, like, they're trying to find someone who looked like me.
Did they know you were an adult?
They knew. Well, they didn't think I was. They didn't think the other girl was before. I think you're just not that well known unless you're either a lesbian or a submissive person.
It is embarrassing. I've been on mainstream movies, and I don't come out and talk about it because mainstream is mainstream, adult is adult. You got to keep those two separate.
But the girls, oh my God, while we were there, like, I'm glad that they didn't really think I was in the industry because I just got there and I was just doing my lines. And I was actually, they never asked me to be naked because the girls who were supposed to be naked, they gave them fake bushes and like made them lay naked.
Called Merkins.
Me.
Yes.
Called Merkins.
Yeah, and then with me because it was based in like the 70s and like me, they dressed me up and I had a line and I was like the only one that they chose to do that with. And I was like, cool, me can do my hair like this. Where I got it all inspired. And
I love that.
Thank you. And I did it. They had me dressed up. I actually, the main like character and I had to look at each other and speak. I had no clue what was going to happen. And they paid me a lot more, which I was like, but the other girls who were there the whole time talked about the sex industry. Like, as if that was the only thing they could think about or talk about. And it kind of like drew me back a little bit because there is such a difference between like society and being in the adult industry. Like, once you're accepted in the adult industry, it's kind of hard to remember that there is a whole other
life
society
outside of it.
Yeah.
You know, when Nina Hartley was on Boogie Nights, and have you heard of Nina Hartley?
Well, there goes the trivia question. Thank you.
Okay, no, but I'll say something.
Go on, finish your story.
She was on Boogie Nights, which was a huge movie based on the porn industry movie. It came out probably in 99.
Yeah.
It was set from the 70s going into the 80s. Mark Wahlberg was in it. Very famous people.
Burt Reynolds,
that's right.
The late Philip Seymour was in that one.
Julianne Moore.
There incredible.
Was a huge movie. The first of main actually did like the sex trade, went from film to video. Anyway, one that you should watch, it's so good. But anyway, Nina Hartley was a very, very famous porn star, and she was cast as this girl that couldn't stop fucking other people, and she was married, blah blah blah. And I said, how was mainstream to you in like that 98, you know, or not, yeah, 98, 99 era, whenever it was made? And she said, so only person on that set, I'm talking from directors to makeup to actors, the only person that was nice to me was William H. Macy.
Yeah, and he is one of the best living and breathing actors right now. And William H. Macy is wonderful. But listen, speaking of mainstream and mainstream actors, in the adult industry, we lost Robbie D over the weekend. The mainstream industry, we lost an incredibly talented man, a great actor, Dean Stockwell passed away this morning.
Yes. Oh, wait, this morning? I thought it was yesterday.
Yes. Oh, it was yesterday, yes.
Okay.
He was 85 years old, had a 70-year Hollywood career. Started when he was 15 years old. Everything from Blue Velvet to Married to the Mob, the movie Dune, you know, they've got the remake out now. He did the original with the director I worked with there, David Lynch. But he was also on that TV show Quantum Leap.
Oh my God, do you remember that? Yes, I never watched it, but everyone knew what it was.
I did an episode of that with him, and I had a scene with him and Scott Bakula. It was an incredible film. Filmed it on the back lot there at Universal. Okay, Dean Stockwell was an incredible man. He was in Beverly Hills Cop 2.
He was in everything. When you did your mainstream, and they eventually found out who you are, who you were, whatever, that you also were in porn, were you like me in a Harley, James, where you got a little cold shoulder from the mainstream cast?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that interesting? See, I never got into mainstream, so I don't know.
For the guys, it's not that big of a problem. For the ladies, it's a problem.
Okay.
But for the guys, it wasn't a problem.
Interesting.
And it isn't.
That's true. Because if you're like a guy and you're like, that's what I get to get.
Yeah, everybody's slapping you five, you know?
Yeah, they're over here like, you know, the guys do, and they'll like fit their shirts. Yeah, man, you got that.
Yeah.
Like,
what was someone so like?
Like, can I get it?
Or you get on the set and Betty White's going, really? You were in porn? And I go, my eyes are up here.
No, my eyes are up there. Did she do that to you? She's adorable, though, isn't she? What a character. Have you noticed, now that you're doing your music in the mainstream, do you notice that being in porn helps or hinders your mainstream
career?
Ooh,
good question.
So that's a really good question, because I had gone into the industry where it was transitioning from being taboo to being completely normal, which was weird, because it was taboo when I was doing it, but it was kind of dying off at the same time. Like Playboy, for instance, I'm a Playboy bunny. I did do Playboy, but I would think one of the last ones before they went just virtual or like just online instead of like magazines. So I was going through that stage where it wasn't cool to be a cam girl until literally last year. And I was doing this for 4 years, and now everyone's on OnlyFans, everyone's camming. Every single day there's a new 18-year-old that has been wishing to be on OnlyFans now that, you know, they can, and it's like, you know, now it's considered art, you know, instead of like, and that's fine. But one thing I always told people was like, the more we try to bring light to it as if it's a normal thing, instead of seeing it as more of like an artistic, like a rare thing, it's going to end up turning more like a Walmart brand type of, everyone's going to
look fans.
Yeah. Like they're all going to, now you see all these girls who are never been in the industry before, never bought twice. Now they're only fans. And they're selling like their nudes for like $1, $2. You know, they don't really have any idea what's going on. They're like, you know, no one's really guiding them. You know, they're not as scared, so they're not being as cautious.
And it's so like, it's been glamorized.
Yeah, it's become as if it's glamorous, but it's just like if you were to watch a movie. Like, movies aren't realistic. Like, a school in a movie, that's not how school really works. And they always change things up to entertain you. So when you look at movies or shows or random girls who are getting paid to be like, yeah, you know, all I did was just show my pussy, and it's empowering, and I love it. Like,
and then $1 million.
But I
love that one.
Or those girls who say that they aren't in the industry, but they have like sugar daddy to pay for everything, and they don't even have to fuck. And you're sitting there like, dude,
right?
What are you talking about? You have to suck your butthole. Stop talking.
I used to interview cam girls. When we did our shows, I did, and I had to do the Chatterbait girls before the conventions. There was, I'll never forget, there was a Chatterbait girl, and I thought, and she was like, yeah, I just ate a burrito on cam the other night, and made $8,000. And I thought,
bullshit.
Were you putting it in your pussy? Like,
yeah.
Were you literally eating a burrito? Like, I'm thinking, oh my God.
She might have made 8,000 tokens, but she didn't make
$8,000. Right, because I'm like, I just had a fucking dick in my ass and my pussy the other night on cam, and I didn't even make close to $8,000.
That's not even how it works. Like, you have to be on there day in, day out. Like, how I got Chatterbait Cutie was because I was homeless and literally could not leave, like, the cam house. house. If I was done camping, the camp house wouldn't allow me to stay there. I had to leave. So I was constantly working like 8 to 10 hours a day and then sleeping behind the house and then coming back and working. So it was really
like being consistent. Been there?
They were terrible people.
That's horrible.
But I'll tell you, we've got a new place. You can't sleep there overnight.
Oh, yeah.
But we do have a great new studio. It's called Planetary Studios. It's located in North Hollywood, California.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
I'm so proud of you.
It will be. Thank you, darling.
I am.
It's going to be, we're going to be opening in just a few weeks, but we will be available for girls that are webcamming, for girls that are doing OnlyFans, for production companies, whether they're adult or mainstream. So give us a call over there at Planetary Studios.
I love that. James is best go-getter. He really is. Okay, trivia question for you.
Yeah.
Before you get into yours, because I know you always have great...
Well, I've got a whole bunch of stuff we've got to do still.
Real quick, though.
Okay.
Do you know who the other very famous, very popular porn star is that was also homeless before porn? And she talked about it on my radio show, so I'm not outing her.
No, I don't know.
Karma RX.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I actually follow her on Twitter.
She has talked about how she was homeless, like, and really, like, pulled herself out of the fucking gutter, got into porn, and it's so nice when people, and porn works for some people, not for everybody.
No, you can talk to, think about it.
Some people, it's like a hand in the glove. Like, it just works. Like, you and Karma RX, others shouldn't be in it, and I'm sure you've seen some girls like that. But so you've kind of got this little bond with Karma RX because she is another one.
Yeah, that's really cool to know. And I actually will like reach out to her and be like, hey, just want to let you know. Like,
yeah.
What's up,
girl?
Tell you know what I'm saying?
And don't forget if you can, though.
Really, that'd be cool. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Look at her profile. Isn't it sexy?
Yes.
Should I start taking pictures profile only?
Do both.
Sabina Rouge, what is the name of the mainstream movie you did?
So it's not out yet, guys, but it's Latin America.
Latin in Manhattan?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is this the Vanessa Del Rio movie?
Yeah. For into Warner Brothers movie.
We got a lot of adult stars that are in that. This is the autobiography movie of the legendary Vanessa Del Rio.
Is she in it?
It's not acting for her because it was based a long time ago. So it's like someone was playing as her. Name.
Oh my God.
It's not Selena Gomez.
No, but there was a lot of stars in there. Not even playing like my mom's like sweetheart. My mom like had this huge crush on this guy from like I think it's called The Walk to Remember, that like dude in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's in there. I don't know his name or whatever, but he was in there. And my mom, it was so funny because I just
I'm so proud of you that you're in that.
I was like oh my God, the actual director came up to me. He was like, hey, so, like, do you know this show? And I can't be too specific about it, but he was like, I need you to audition. And I was like, are you serious? Because I don't act. I just had, like, one line. And I was like, I was a scientist. And I was just like, oh, this isn't right. Like, that's all I have to say.
But you get credit with the union.
She's so humble.
Now
I love
it.
Not
because of how many hours I've had on the
show. You got it sagged now.
Yeah, I do. Now I do.
Welcome to the biggest union in the United States with the biggest unemployment rate of any union in the United States. Yes. We have the largest unemployment rate in Screen Actors.
Yeah, I mean,
I
was really grateful and I got really good connections and I'm really happy. And actually, they were shooting specifically, I was just a backup. I was just an extra. I had no life. In the beginning stages, and then COVID hit, so they didn't get to finish it. And then the director specifically asked for me, specifically emailed me, and was like, hey, you know, you were an extra before, but we want to give you a line, and we want you back. And I was like, oh, okay, you remembered me.
Oh,
like, I was just an extra.
And it's all above board. It wasn't like, if you suck my dick, I'll give it to you.
No, he was like, hey, I want you.
God,
good for you.
But see, you put that energy out there, Sabina. Mm-hmm.
The girls want some more sushi or no? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm good for now.
I'm good for now.
Thank you.
I hate that. It was so good. You got so much. He has gotten like 12 huge packs of sushi for just the three of us. Well, almost four, but I can't.
Yeah, right? My little secret.
Oh, my God. That is so great. And don't forget that you can call us 323.
203.
Oh, 203. 815?
That's correct, Christy Cannon.
0815-323-203-0815.
Oh, we have a caller on right now. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Earthquake from New York City.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Good, good. Say hello to Christy and Sabina.
Hey, who is it? Eric?
Earthquake.
Earthquake. Yeah, I saw your tweet today. You said that you were going to try and call in, and you made it, baby.
Oh, yeah. I had to try to get the call in. I wanted to ask one quick question, because I know you guys got a lot to cover. I heard James say that. But
yeah,
in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a porn star. I was convinced maybe she was in the Witness Protection Program, Carol Cummings, because every time I watched her, she was always... She had more wigs than Maxine Waters.
Yeah, yeah. That's one. That's true.
Is any truth to that?
Yeah, I guess it is. It is. But that's all I could tell you about. That's all I could tell you about it.
Because is that all you know?
No, because I do know more, but that's all we could talk about. You feel me? That's all I could say. Next topic, but you were right on that, Earthquake.
Oh my God, Earthquake, you enlightened
good job.
Me tonight.
You're like my little porn detective there, Eric.
Ooh.
Earthquake.
Yeah. Things stick out, man, and that, she always had a different
I'm
look
not to her. Say fucking anything on
what else?
Earthquake.
What else, Earthquake?
Yeah, you got to start doing a trivia question for fans. See who knows the most, and then I don't know, give prizes out.
James always has a trivia question.
Oh, and we got trivia questions coming up.
But that's a good one. You aced whatever trivia question he's got.
I appreciate the call, and I'll listen for future things. But that thing always stuck out to me, though. My hair was just I don't know, something was off.
Yeah. All right.
I needed someone to confirm it.
Yeah.
It was good talking to you.
Good
you
talking
too,
to you, Earthquake. All right, folks. We're going to go to the Gentlemen's Club listing right now.
Ooh.
Every week, we have got beautiful stars that are feature dancing all over the United States. And this week is no different. This week, yes, Lisa Licious is. Oh, I'm sorry. Is my radio show getting in the way of your fucking conversation? God damn it. Okay. Lisa Licious is at TV's North at Fantasy World in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Thursday the 11th, Friday the 12th, and Saturday the 13th. She's doing one show at each club each night. The lovely Lisa Licious at TD's North and Fantasy World in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Bridget B, the lovely busty Bridget B, is going to be at Larry Flint's Hustler Club in Shreveport, Louisiana, Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th. Two shows each night, including a meet and greet. Moxie Sable is at Deja Vu Showgirls in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, on Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th, two shows each night. Nina Ross at Big Al's in Peoria, Illinois, on Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, two shows each night. Tori Black, that's right, Tori Black is back up on the board still. She's going to be at Little Darlings in Vegas this weekend on the 12th and 13th, doing two shows each night. And the love of my life, this girl, not only is one of the top Ebony stars in this industry, but she is probably one of the best dancers. She is in a new documentary about feature dancing right now. Her name is September Rain.
I love her.
And she's going to be at the Deja Vu Showgirls in Sacramento, California, her hometown area, Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th, doing two shows each night. And that's our Gentleman's Club listing.
That's a great one.
Oh, my God. Isn't it
star-studded? You know,
star-studded.
Have you ever done the feature dancing?
I've never done any.
It's so funny how you said it. Have you ever done the feature dancing?
The feature dancing. Well,
boy.
It's not, you know, where have you ever worked in the circle? No. Do you want to get on the road?
I don't. Only because I feel like I was working
Right.
I'm more of like one of those like online like video gamer kind of girls who have like the little ears and you know like and like do the whole like hi, you know, like girly kind of things like that. Like I'm not really a dancer. Like these are the highest skills I own. I guess just being like personally on stage, I'm like very introverted. Mm-hmm. I can do kind of this. You know, but
in a kind of a homey kind of a surrounding.
Yeah, I feel like I'm also kind of, I mean, everybody can think that they are, but I feel like I've got some kind of like I feel like sometimes I'm an empath and sometimes I can feel kind of like the energy of the room. And if I get into a position where like, let's say some girls were going to fight or anything like that, I would feel physically scared to be around them. Maybe I'm a pussy. I don't know.
You are what you eat. Sabina, you are what you eat.
I got right.
You're homeless, but now that you've got your home and you've decorated it beautifully.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a caller on right now. I'm so sorry.
Don't be
yeah. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Sorry we put you on hold there.
How dare you, James?
Shut up.
Thank you, Sabina.
Yeah. No problem. This is Adam from Cincinnati.
Hello. Yes. Hello, caller. Who's this?
This is Adam from Cincinnati.
Oh, hello there, Adam. How are you tonight?
Very good. And very good, very, very good with Sabina and Christy there in the front.
Oh, I know. Isn't that incredible? What a lovely lady.
Yes. What is your wonderful question for us tonight? You always come up with such an amazing question.
Yes, he does.
Now, you were saying before, James, that how much you were loving this show. I'm not sure which part you were loving the most, the pegging or the chastity cage.
Yeah. Or both.
Oh, I dummy up on the pegging shit already.
Well, you know, I don't know if Christy ruined your trivia question, but there were two other adult stars who were in Boogie Nights.
Hold on. Okay.
Well, one is in jail right now.
No. Ron was not in it.
Yeah, he was. He was a consultant on it.
Oh, but he wasn't in it. He wasn't in front of the camera.
He wasn't on the camera?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought he was on camera.
No.
Okay. So, Adam, who is it, my porn historian?
This Veronica Hart and Tony Tedeschi.
Oh my God, I know both of them. Veronica Hart and Tony Tedeschi. Yes.
What parts?
They were in a porn scene that Burt Reynolds was the director, right, Adam?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? You're a genius. You are.
Thank you.
I've been seeing that movie.
Oh, you meant he was a genius.
He
oh.
brought it up. Wasn't it in like a hot tub scene?
I believe that's correct.
Now that you've, I haven't seen that movie in many, many, many years. I forgot about that. But no, Ron wasn't in it, but I think he was a consultant on it.
He was a consultant on it. Yeah.
Well, good trivia. It's like trivia night.
Oh, it is trivia night. Wow.
And we haven't even gotten to yours.
No, we haven't. It's a plethora of trivia tonight.
And very quickly, though, I wanted to mention, too, I was saddened to hear about Robbie D. And yes. I was just looking back at his career, speaking of trivia, but the career that this man had goes all the way back to the late 90s, where he was directing people like Cheyenne Silver and Tara Patrick. Yes. Also, he helped direct the famous Pirates. And then, of course, he directed about 10 years ago.
He was a cameraman on Pirates, Adam.
Excuse me?
He was a cameraman on Pirates. He was
Pirates,
the director.
Yes.
June was the director. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And but he also directed though people like Stoya later on as well. So yeah, just an amazing career.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely
people
was.
People have had really long, lustrous careers in the business.
Mm-hmm.
They really have.
Yeah.
But things are changing now, sadly. But now that
sadly, yeah, we don't do those, like Mark Kramer and Christy, you guys were talking about this. We don't have those big features. And I know Adam particularly is a big fan of the big features and the parodies that we did. And sadly, these companies that are running stuff in the adult industry now see no value in this. And the fans constantly, week after week, we hear that they love this. So if anybody up there in these big companies are listening to this show or watching the show right now, the fans would really love to see more features and parodies.
What about companies though, like Gamma, aka Adult Time?
That's what I'm talking about.
Does she have, don't they do a lot of features though?
No, they don't.
They certainly sunk a shitload of money into buying out amazing companies such as Vivid.
That have all the features, so they have that in their library.
But why not create some? I don't know.
I do.
It's a shame that they came in and got these amazing, titles and legend, Billboard, and they aren't keeping it up.
Exactly.
That's too bad.
Great. And in porn, you want to keep it up all the time.
Yes, you do. But a bump. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Bree, I know you are watching, and you should resurrect some of those great titles.
We would love to do that. Adam, thank you for calling in tonight, buddy.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, as always, James. I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we're going to go away for another commercial break, and when we come back, we've got weird sex facts and a lot more coming up. Right after this.
Hi, I'm Kenzie Reeves, and I'd like to tell you about one of the most stunning glass toys I've ever seen, Simply Blown. These glass sex toys are made by Simply Blown and are hand-blown one by one using the highest quality glass that exists on the market. And the best part is, they are made right here in Los Angeles. You can immediately tell when you see one that there's no comparison to other glass products you see on the market for $20. These pieces by Simply Blown are absolutely beautiful art pieces that come in colors like aqua, ruby, emerald, and amethyst, which is my favorite. They are not only beautiful and the glass is just purely sensual, and they happen to be one of the most healthy, hygienic pieces you can put in your body. So have a look for yourself at simplyblown.com and use the promo code Kenzie Reeves for a great discount. Remember that site and visit them today, simplyblown.com.
HotMovies.com is happy to announce their newest addition to the Hot Movies Network, Hot Movies Select Unlimited.
Hot Movies Select Unlimited gives you unlimited access to more than 30,000 movies from the always expanding HotMovies.com library.
The movies are from many popular studios, and you can watch as many movies as you want for one incredibly low price. That's $24.95. That's right, $24.95.
Customers who sign up get unlimited access to more than 30,000 movies from the HotMovies.com library, with many of these from some of the most popular studios in adult entertainment.
Whatever your favorite niche is, HotMovies.com has it all right there on their site.
You can watch as much as you want, all for one low price of $24.95. Wow, that's a really great deal.
So what are you waiting for? Sign up today. Go to HotMovies.com. That's HotMovies.com.
Hi, this is Kenzie Reeves, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
This is your favorite honey dip girl, Misty Stone, telling you about the newest update at The Mall Got Sexy. Channels, channels, channels. Do you want to watch the most amazing adult content? Well, then go to themall.sexy, click enter, then click the huge. Some say it's just large, but I'm pretty sure it's a huge button, and select your favorite channel. You can choose which episodes you want to watch from such award-winning series like Adult Time, Pure Taboo, and of course, Wicked Pictures. All of this and a lot more only at themall.sexy. Check out channels at themall.sexy today, Rabbit.
Hi, this is Ember Snow, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Deja Vu and the Hustler Clubs are home to the very best in live adult entertainment across the United States. And with nearly 200 locations worldwide, you're sure to find a club near you. featuring the best and newest adult stars nearly every week, as well as thousands of sexy and exotic showgirls nightly. Deja Vu and the Hustler Clubs are the world's premier brands in live adult entertainment. Come check out our clubs and get your discount pass now by going to DejaVu.com. That's DejaVu.com. Deja Vu. Thousands of beautiful girls, three ugly ones, and lots of...
Hi, this is Honey Hayes, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Hey guys, face it. Looking for the best condom that not only feels good and fits good, well, that could be a process. Well, look no further. Have we got the condoms for you? Paradise Condoms. Paradise Condoms have two sizes, the Classic Fit and the Slim Fit. The Classic Fit is for generously sized men and is liberally lubricated for extra comfort. The Slim Fit is for a slightly tighter diameter and fits for a tighter, non-slip fit and feel. And again, these condoms are well lubricated. Available in bowls of 40 count, so you can stock up your nightstand or, as you need it, tuck away in your pocket or, ladies, to put in your purse. And remember, Paradise Condoms are America's number one source of condoms and personal lubricant for over four decades. Paradise Condoms are available now on Amazon. Get yours today and wrap that rascal.
Well, hello, hello, baby. This is your lovely Misty Stone, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
AVN.com is your number one site to go for all of the exciting and updated news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news stories. AVN.com has a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery, special events, industry performer profiles, and don't forget to check out AVN Stars. AVN Stars is the best new social media portal where fans can get the latest clips, pictures, news, and much more from their favorite adult film stars and webcam stars every day. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN.com really does have it all. The 2021 AVN Awards and AVN Expo can be viewed later this year. AVN will keep you coming back for more. So what are you waiting for? Visit the site today at AVN.com.
Hi, this is Foxy, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, FREE76, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy. And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus
free shipping.
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code FREE76. Again, that's FREE76, because without it, no free stuff. That's FREE76 at adamandeve.com.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Chi, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartholay.
You have your mouth.
Which has saliva.
Or if you're with a very small little Filipino man, he'd like fuck you in the ear like a squirrel.
Or like the belly button.
Yeah. Or the underarm. Oh, wait a minute. We're back. Hi, everybody. We're back.
Talking about squirrels.
All right.
Clean fun here on yes. The show.
All right.
323-203-0815.
All right. Time for a little bit of news. The pre-nominations are officially open for the 2022 Trans Erotica Awards, also known as the T Awards, presented by Many Bids. Pre-noms can be submitted at theteashow.com. through November 15th. So you only got 5 days, so hurry. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, XBiz. Thank you, XBiz. We love you. They're going to be doing this thing called the 3X Fan Expo on the 7th and 8th of January.
Did she get my information?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're all set.
I'll be there.
All three of us that you see here, Sabina, Christy, James, and many more stars, are going to be there at the 3X Fan Expos put together by XBiz. And that's going to be at the Hollywood Palladium. For more information, go to 3x.show. And I just found out today, I was talking to her on the phone, she's going to be on the show in the next week or two. Holly Hendricks is back now. She's back performing, and she's going to be at the Fan Expo in January.
How fun. I didn't even know she took time off.
She did. She took a little time off, but she's back, and that's all that matters.
God,
so
if
she's
I
back.
Took time off, you guys would forget about me. Oh, no.
No.
I took time off, where'd we go?
No,
we impact.
Never forget you.
A week do you shoot? What is the
every day?
You shoot?
No, I mean, I
for like companies.
For companies, I'm looking at like 1 to 2 shoots a month if I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it's girl. When I first started, I had a lot, but due to like COVID, and like I'm not gonna lie, a lot of girls, which it kind of pains me, but all these girls who used to do boy girl are now like, I'd rather just do girl now that they've got sugar daddies taking care of them. And they don't want to do it anymore. And I'm like, no, I'm like actually gay. Something my dog for me.
Interesting.
You already have like all the money you got from taking kids.
Now, speaking of lesbians, Girlfriend Films is conducting a casting call for new and amateur performers to be paired with contract star Serene Siren in a new girl pro-am production. It's going to be produced by B Scow, directed by Serene Siren. They will be filmed in Las Vegas, distributed by Girlfriend Films. You go, ladies, to this link, girlfriendsfilmsnews.com/talent-submission-form, and you'll get more information on that. Misty Stone has done her first trans scene. And she performed with Natasha Dreams.
Love Natasha. Love Missy. Mm-hmm. Natasha is just beautiful.
Yes.
Like, as far as, I mean, she's just unbelievable. Yeah. And always, just, she used to come on Vivid a lot. Just a nice fucking person.
Yeah. More stuff in the news here. We talked about this beginning of the show. Demi Lovato has got a new sex toy out called the Demi Wand, and it's in collaboration with sex toy company Bellesa.
I've never
Bellesa.
Heard of them.
Bellesa. B-E-L-L-E-S-A.
Have you heard of them?
I've never heard of them. So, you know, you can't know everything. And then finally, Madison Summers has made her debut this past Sunday on Tushy.com with her first anal scene, directed by Lawrence Guy. Finishing Touch also features veteran multiple award-winning star Manuel Ferreira.
I love it.
Exotica is 3 weeks away. Exactly.
Wow. Dan called or texted me.
Yeah. And?
I think you put in the word.
Of course.
Well, because he's like, oh, I've been so busy that it's all calling tomorrow.
Put that off.
No, I'll call him tomorrow. I swear.
Okay, look at me. You're going to do it.
Okay.
You're coming. Okay.
No, but we'll announce it next week.
Okay. So, if you would like to win a ticket to the Exotica Expo, we are giving away 5 tickets. 1 ticket is coming from our friends at the Mall.Sexy. The other 2 or 3 are coming from Inside the Industry. And then our friends at Centerfold Features and at Paradise Planetary Studios is giving away another ticket. So to enter, it's real simple. Just write an email to james@galaxypublicity.com, put Exotica Contest in the header, and you can get a chance to win a free ticket. Now, this is 3 weeks away. We are going to announce the winner that Wednesday show before Thanksgiving. So just like in 2 weeks. So get off your ass and get that entry in right now. Here's the hot movies. Did you know about some stars you may or may not know? Penny Barber in her free time enjoys watching vintage schlock films and cartoons. And after working as a software engineer, Desiree Dolce took her first foray into adult when she started camming in 2016. She felt a rush for performing for an audience. And in 2019, she signed an exclusive contract with the MindGeek family of films. And once again, Gentlemen's Club listing this weekend, Lisa Licious at TV's North and Fantasy World in the Albuquerque, New Mexico on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Bridget B. at Larry Flint's Hustlers Club in Shreve Point, Louisiana, the 12th and 13th. Moxie Sable at Deja Vu Showgirls in Oklahoma City. Nina Ross at Big Al's in Peoria on the 12th and 13th. September Rain at Deja Vu Showgirls in Sacramento on the 12th and 13th. And Tori Black at Little Darlings in Vegas on the 12th and 13th. And I was going to do the Think You Know Porn from Paradise Condoms, but she already gave away the answer.
What was it?
Well, anyways, the question is, adult star legend Nina Hartley appeared in which mainstream movie? Was it Last Tango in Paris, Boogie Nights, or Risky Business? If you got the answer, send us an email. We'll enter you in the contest anyway.
What, we could do another one.
What?
What TV show in the 90s was Ashlyn Gear in?
Oh, fuck yeah, that's good. Whisper the answer to me. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, God.
Ooh. Okay, is that a good one?
Oh, that's so good. Oh,
okay, so
God.
That could be the question.
Oh, yeah.
We don't think we have multiple choice for them.
Yes, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. All right.
So what was Ashlyn Gear? And it was groundbreaking for a porn star in the 90s to be on a network.
Mm-hmm.
And another clue, it was a network. Reoccurring role, too.
Yes, it was a big
network. You remember that?
Yes, it was a network.
Yeah, she was hot.
That I was on many years ago. All right. Now it is time. Now look, Alfred Hitchcock is coming in.
Good evening. I'm Alfred Hitchcock.
That'd be the porn name.
And to which show it would be the case of the haunted bukkake. Good evening. I'm coming. I am.
All right. It is time for Weird Sex Facts.
Okay, here we go.
After I did Alfred Hitchcock.
I know. I try and fucking follow that one up.
You can't follow.
No, I don't want to. Studies show that women who believe they were completely straight are actually attracted to everything from female nude bodies to animal sex. The amazing thing is that your body will respond to a very wide range of sexual stimuli. Of course, this sex fact does not make you a zoophile or anything. Zoophile? What is a zoophile?
People that are into animals.
Oh, I thought it was bestiality. Zoophile.
Well, that means you go to the zoo and you jack off on the monkeys when they're jacking off on you.
Okay, that was a very interesting, weird sex fact.
Yes.
Okay, I'm with it except the animal sex.
Okay.
Next one, number two for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. You'd be surprised to know that vibrators are invented as a remedy for something called hysteria nervosa. This disease was often encountered in women who were not married. Of course, a man would say it was a disease. You just can't fuck. Encountered in women who were not married, and the reasons were sex craving and mood swings. The women who suffered from this disease were taken to a physician where often in the presence of their husbands, if they had any, because the professional would satisfy them by massaging their most intimate zone.
Oh,
this happened up until a new, more automatic device was invented and to treat hysteria nervosa, the vibrator. So literally men practically, if women couldn't come, men were just like, then I'll do it for you with a machine so we can just take it home.
Oh, they would go to a doctor's office and
it's so backwards.
You know, in the old days, they're like, let me stimulate your wife.
That was crazy. Hysteria nervosa. It was probably like that 3 days of PMS.
I don't know. I feel like men just
you know what? I remember there was a nightclub in Queens called that too.
Was there really?
Yeah, it was an after hour.
Okay. I don't remember that one. Okay, you go your next.
No, you do that.
Okay, I like this one better. Between 1770 and 1784, during a time span of no more than 14 years, King
Fataki,
I must have been absent that day in school, of Tonga allegedly had sex with at least one new woman per day. So that would be 37,800 women.
Yep.
Whew. You believe it?
No.
I don't either. It sounds like a guy. I'm just like,
I don't think so. Were there that many women to fuck?
There was like maybe 12 people.
Right. I don't think there were
his mama.
I think he called Uber Eats and brought
some
Napoleon Bonaparte, he had his penis cut off by a doctor after he died so it could be used for an autopsy. This is a true fact. Many years later, in 1977, his penis sold on the auction for $3,000, but it shrunk down to 1.5 inches.
Oh, my God.
Which was maybe like half an inch.
You know, like someone actually bought his penis.
Who bought it?
I don't know.
Do you remember?
Some guy in England going, ooh.
Speaking of buying body parts,
do you remember?
Was it Houston that sold her, like?
Again with Houston.
Wasn't it Houston that sold, if somebody knows this, to Dennis Hoff of the Bunny Ranch, like her tit implant?
Oh, God, yes. She had it on fucking display in a refrigerator, right? You know those refrigerators that have the glass doors on them?
Yeah.
She had the fucking things all on the different shelves.
At her house?
At different levels. At Dennis's and at Everett's house.
She tried to sell them on eBay, and they pulled it, and Dennis Hoff bought her implants.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
And then titty fucked him.
He was not hard up, trust me.
No.
That man was not hard up for sex. He had it 24/7. Next sex fact.
Have you ever felt your brain simply mushing out after an orgasm?
Yes, every time I masturbate to you.
Good. I need to stay that way. Perhaps you had difficulty in forming a coherent sentence after sex.
That's called fucking your brains out.
It's called cum drunk.
Yeah, cum drunk.
Studies show that a woman's amygdala, did I say that correctly?
For me, it sounds perfect.
It's part of the brain responsible, because I went to college in neuropsychology, I just want to make sure. The part of the brain responsible for fear and anxiety just shuts down during an orgasm, and this essentially leads you to chilling out completely in your body, making uncontrollable movements.
That is interesting. First of all, I 100% agree. I've been cum drunk many times. Did you also know, being that you're kind of into that dominatrix world, that when guys, and generally they're guys, I'm not being sexist, go to dungeons, go to an S&M house of sorts, when their girl is done working them over, and it doesn't mean sex, 99% of the time doesn't mean intercourse sex. They have a room that the dom house will make the guy sit in for half an hour called a because they're in what they call subspace, where they're kind of like, it's kind of like that being cum drunk, where They can't get in their car. Like a girl that I know, Portia Lynn, she used to be a huge star. She opened up a doll house in Arizona before anyone did. And she said the most important part is when they're done with their session, we make them. They can't leave for half an hour because they have to just decompress.
Yeah, especially if when it comes to being like a thumb dom and with somebody, like what if you did cause some kind of damage? You want to make sure that they do have that time to just like let their balls kind of like, you know, deinflate or like.
It's not even that. It's like a mental state because they get them in such a euphoric
and it's like
state.
Such a, it's very hypnotic. You do have
so
to bring them back to reality.
Come back just down. It's not. Because they are damaged physically, it's just their brain is in fucking outer space after a session.
Yeah, if you tend to get really into, you know, your fantasy and your partner, hence like a femme dom, you would need some time to get back into reality after you've been, you know, succumbed to that fantantasy. I do believe in that. Sometimes it's harder for people to just snap out of it, you know. It's harder for people to recognize that this is a fantasy. Sometimes, and I feel like that does make it. Have that difficulty that they can, you know, get themselves back together so that they can go back into the real world.
And drive, just to get behind the wheel of a car because they're in this wonderful.
A lot of them probably do drugs too. Like, I know that there's a lot of places where, like, you know, a lot of my subs will ask me to, like, you know, tell them to do poppers or tell them to do something, which I don't tell them. I don't get associated with that. But I know that there are some people who are okay with that. So that might also be something they want to make sure they're
safe. I've never heard of a legit dom, you know, kind of an S&M club allowing that.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of clubs nowadays. I guess it's just different nowadays because drugs are so, I mean, like, weed's legal now. So it's like, I feel like there's a lot of things that are considered legal. Like, I know that a long time ago when I was in my high school, there was, like, weed substitute called K, and like all everyone was using it until they realized it was bad.
Special K.
Special K.
Which
oh my
I've
God,
never
tried
it.
But
it's just like,
but you've heard of it.
Heard of it.
Those are some things that, you know, were okay at that time, and you could just like anywhere, and then I know where it kind of stops. So, I mean, I feel like that's with any kind of, you know, new age drug like vapes, you know, how like we were allowed to vape anywhere. And
right.
Now we
are you allowed to?
Like,
no.
You can't vape in some places. They get mad. So it's like, it all depends
it's
on.
It's just like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. It really is. But do you guys want me to do number five?
Yeah, go for it. No.
All right. You already did number five. So I'm going to go to. Okay. Men burn more calories than women during intercourse. I know that for a fact. If a guy is really good at having sex, he's got a nice butt because he's been doing his squats.
Right.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
All right. And one more.
Okay. So when men having sex, they burn an average of 100 calories. When women have sex, they burn an average of 69 to 70 calories. Of course, everything.
See, we've talked about that one, and the other girls and I call bullshit because we're on top, we're underneath, we're moving. It depends on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's 50-50 in my personal life. Sometimes you get a lazy lover that just wants you to ride them.
Oh my God, I'm the lazy one. I have to just give it to me. It's like, just let me lay there and take it. Like, I don't burn it.
So many guys are smiling right now when she said that.
You know who used to say that?
Who?
Tara Patrick.
Tara, yeah.
She said, I fucking flat back it.
I mean,
I
love it.
10 years
lay
ago.
Down,
yeah.
Maybe she's with somebody now. She's all over him. Yeah. I don't know. But I remember when she was with Evan, she was like, I just flat back it. He just fucking pampers me.
Like
yeah, that's what I like. It's like, I love that. I love, like, the. Put me however you want me.
I love it.
And go at it.
Girls, we gotta wrap things up. Social media. Follow you on.
On OnlyFans, Sabina Rouge. If you're a sub, it's Empress Sabina.
And I'm at on Twitter, Christy Canyon 11. IG, I'm not sure, but there's an 11 in there and the word real. And I think it's real Christy Canyon 11. I don't know. And OnlyFans.com/ChristyCanyon11.
And at James Bartley on Twitter, at James Bartley on Instagram. So for myself, James Bartley,
Christy Canyon.
Yes.
Good night and good sex, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.